email me a copy of your notice of hearing.
Not a problem.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Your Honor, for your time. Take care.
Take care. Okay. The next and last case, I believe, is the SOM matter, 23GA245. This is a motion to unfreeze assets, among other things. Not entirely sure that we're going to have time to hear this today. I might have to give you a special set hearing time. Did you all meet and confer before
Your
today?
Your Honor, there is no requirement for us to meet and confer with any of the parties who are on the hearing this morning. This is not a petition for authorization under 744-441. None of these persons are entitled to notice or an opportunity to be heard. All we're seeking to do is unfreeze the Bank of America account. It was frozen as part of prior injunction proceedings. When the injunction issue was resolved, this account should have been unfrozen. At that point, it was not. So all we're seeking to do is unfreeze that account, authorize the guardian to liquidate that account if he deems appropriate, and either distribute it to the trustee who provides for the expenses for the ward, or for the guardian to hold on to the proceeds of that account and marshal it into a guardianship account.
Ms. Garcia, are you still on this case?
Yes, Your Honor. I represent Patty Sum Jr. And Laura Burkhalter, who represents the ward, filed a notice of unavailability on June 26, saying she wasn't available during this time. I texted her while she's out of the country. Neither her or I were served with this motion of the notice. This was improperly said. We asked for a reset when Laura can be here, because there's a lot more issues, I believe, that she needs to discuss with you because of the trust and finances and issues. So we'd like it to be reset, Your Honor, both Laura and I.
Cidella, what do you say?
Ms. Burkhalter is in constant communication with our office. She has not relayed any of what Ms. Garcia has just relayed to the court, so I'm unaware of that. And our position is that they are not entitled to notice or an opportunity to be heard on this issue, which is why they were not provided the notice of hearing or a copy of the motion.
Well, I think Ms. Burkhalter, if Ms. Burkhalter wants to be here, I think she, you know, has a right to be here. If she's not able to, that's a different story. Marcia, do we have a special set hearing date in the next, probably when Ms. Burkhalter is back? When is Ms. Burkhalter back?
Her notice of unavailability filed June 26-25 says that she's only available for Zoom through August 15th. She's not available till July 15th. She's out of the country. And she's not
okay.
Available
July 23rd. We'll set a Zoom after July 15th, okay?
Okay, and she also included the dates, the 23rd, 25th, and 28th, as not being available in July, just so you know. It's in her
first, my first available is July 31st at 3:30.
So it looks like she's available then.
Ms. Cidella, what do you say?
Let me see, Your Honor, and I'm happy if your position, Your Honor, is that Ms. Burkhalter needs to be notice of this. We're happy to coordinate with her. That's not a problem, but I am objecting to having to coordinate with Ms. Garcia. I don't believe she has standing. That's just for the record, Your Honor. On the 31st at 3:30, yes, we have availability.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Upload an order to the online system. It'll be by Zoom. Marcia, how long is it, Marcia?
We have 30 minutes. I will open the time right now. So moving party, please go ahead and set it.
Okay. I will do so, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Have a good day.
Take care. I believe that was the last case. Is anybody here on anything else that wasn't called this morning? Seeing that no one's responding.